So the way I like that to work, the performance testing as a whole, not just the Cooper Run, but all of that stuff, if you're choosing to do that. If people are familiar with lifting, I recommend they go in and do a baseline test on everything just to see where they're starting from and just get a line in the sand. And then we can see what effect the training's having, if it's moving any of these dials in the way we want them to. And it just kind of points out, yeah, where are my limiting factors likely to be here? And it will also point out then for you which parts of the training blocks are going to be the ones that move you forwards the most, because that's the bit you're lacking.
Fighters, welcome back to another episode of Heatrick Muay Thai Performance.
So for example, you already knew that your cardiac, your aerobic system was the bit that was letting you down. And that would come out with that Cooper Run test. It'd show that you don't score too high on there. And that little bar on the chart would be down below kind of 10 watts per kilo. And that's where I like to see it, really around the 10. If it's below that, shows that it needs some work, but it will show up on there. So that line in the sand, and then at the end of a whole, what I call a training phase, is another useful time to do a performance test. So when you've run through all of the blocks, so you've done movement and mobility, strength, power, speed, potentially had a fight. And if you don't have a fight, that's where I say, actually use the performance testing as a fight substitute. So you're actually going to deload like you would for a fight, and then go out and do the testing protocols for a couple of sessions during the week and see if you can beat all your scores and everything. And that's what we use that for. I also use it in the program. Once you've run through all the three main phases in the program, you've gone mobility, strength, power, speed, done that three times through with stepping up in all the protocols. At the end of that, you've kind of unlocked the right to use all of the different methods that we've got in the program. And then it's more, rather than saying you're going to run through these blocks in this order, in this sequence for this amount of time, we can then say, do a performance test. And wherever that shows you're needing work, we'll go to targeted blocks that will work that. So if it's, for example, your strength is a limiting factor, it'll be like, well, you're going to do two strength blocks back to back, 4 weeks plus 4 weeks. And we're going to double down on that aspect to bring that part of your profile up. If it's power, we'll go into the power work. If it's, you know, just like that. So we'll literally then personalize, if you like, more of your program blocks, not just based on fight dates, but also based on your athletic performance and where you could do with spending a little bit more time just to bring that up. It's worth pointing out as well that although I like to bolster weaknesses so they're not weaknesses, if that's kind of not your forte, it's not a case of spending so much time on a weakness that never becomes brilliant. We just need it to become adequate. Once it's adequate, there'll be other bits in your performance profile that you naturally score quite well on. And they're your superpowers, basically, that make you unique as a fighter. And we want to make sure we don't lose those and overly focus on stuff you're never going to be super great at, because genetically, that's not what you're great at. But there'll be bits you are really good at. And that's what's going to make you a unique handful as a fighter, if we can make sure that part of your profile is still like, we just amplify that even more so people can't match you on that at all.
Thanks for listening. If you found this valuable, please like, subscribe, and share with someone else it could help too. Please give the podcast a review or comment below. We'd love to hear from you. As always, you can visit Heatrick.com for more Muay Thai performance podcasts, videos, articles, and guides. Catch you next time.